break it down for us idiots, because I'm very, very confused. We're starting to see, we're hearing announcements about Helen. There's talk about right wing, you know, just tell us what's going on there.
Well, look, as you know, the DA has been going through a review process, and that's the, you know, coming off our 2019 elections where we felt that we needed to investigate what went wrong. We've now had an independent investigation through the likes of Ryan Kutsia and Tony Leon. And at the same time, well, prior to the actual review, James Self, the chairperson of Federal Council, has decided to stand down after 20 years of good service. So there's now a vacant position in the chairperson's position, which is probably the second most powerful position in the party. Then there's the review that's taking place, which now culminates this weekend in what's called Federal Council, where we debate this report and make recommendations there too, you know, with regards to the future of the party.
So what does this mean? What does it mean in terms of DA leader Musima Mani? What does it mean that Helen Zille is coming back in? Is it a threat to his position? What does this actually mean practically? I mean, how different is the DA likely to look in a few months' time?
Well, like the ANC, we have our own top six, and ours consists of a head of the CEO who heads up the operations, then the leader and the federal chair, and then two deputy federal chairs. Now, yesterday the CEO stood down, and if I'm not mistaken, judging by the leaks in the newspaper, one of the recommendations was that he should stand down. And then of course you've got this federal chairperson position open. So all of a sudden two of the six positions in leadership are open for this weekend. Now, when it comes to Helen, Helen's one of the four candidates. There's four great candidates that have put the name forward, Helen being one of them. Of course, the media and certain politicians within the party are trying to create this, it's a certain sect of people trying to reclaim the party from others, et cetera, et cetera, which, of course, I don't buy into. I think that all four candidates are very good candidates. I think they're all capable candidates, and I think the party would be lucky to serve with any of those four candidates.
So this effectively is not a threat on that level to Musima Mani. Is that right?
Correct. In fact, if anything, I think it actually complements whatever's going to be happening, because this weekend should be more around the review, what the review found, and how to implement or how to work with what the review found. Mm. And then you've got, Musi would probably have a change of, he's going into a new chapter of the DA with a new chairperson and a new, CEO. So to me, I think it's more exciting than negative.
Does the DA have a right wing or racism problem?
I think any party has factionalism within the party. The problem with the DA is that in the last few months, it's had the tendencies of certain individuals to run to the media to fight their battles. And I usually refer to it as outfighting and not infighting. That instead of taking up through the channels afforded to you internally, they go to the press and they leak what's been said in meetings and that. And it almost gives an air of destruction, you know, that there's unhappiness, that there's a split that might be about to happen. These are all the kind of things that, of course, take place in all parties. It's just that in our party, for some reason, like the ANC, it tends to get to the media. And then by the time it gets to the media, it's almost portrayed in a sense that there is this, there's either wit gevaar, swart gevaar, geel gevaar, or for pink gevaar. You know, there's always some type of, the media's always playing some type of gevaar. But the truth is, I must tell you that sitting in caucus meetings, and I'll be fortunate enough to be sitting in this Federal Council meeting, I think everyone is united in the purpose of actually just making sure that our party is on track for the 2021 elections.
Do you think that the media holds the DA to a different standard?
Well, I think that, yes, I think our voters, I think ANC voters, and I think the media do, they do hold the DA to a different standard. And that you can see in the type of stories that get reported. You know, it's almost as soon as the DA do something that could even be an inkling wrong and just a sniff wrong, a full page frontal is taken out. But only when Malema gives you a, you know, gives a blackout on certain media, all of a sudden these major investigations and major headlines take place in a, you know, thwarted attempt afterwards. Now these are all, of course, articles that could have been written months ago. You know, not waiting for Malema to wait for a, you know, to threaten a blackout or actually do a blackout on media. So for me, yeah, I must say that I do feel that, and I think our municipalities feel that in Johannesburg and Tshwane.
Look, I tend to agree. I asked the question because I happen to be of that view. I do think that, and I'm not sure it's a bad thing that said, because that what that means is that whether the DA realizes it from a positive perspective or a negative perspective, it is held to a standard that is high. There is less tolerance for the DA behaving in a way that might be maybe corrupt or racist on some level, etc. I actually think that's an affirmation of the party.
No, fair enough. I think the most evident is with the president. A lot of people were actually angry at Musi for reporting the president to the public protector. Now, imagine we report President Zuma, but we don't report President Ramaphosa for almost the same types of transgressions. And the excuse being, yeah, but, you know, give President Ramaphosa a chance. The same with Eskom. Natasha Mazzoni gets called a liar for saying that there's going to be load shedding in October. The Eskom goes out and vilifies her. And says she's trying to spread panic. The ANC are almost let off the hook now.
I was just going to say, look
what happens in October. You get your load shedding.
But what I find interesting.
There's not even an apology.
Well, no, there has been an apology, but not, I mean, not to the DA. There's been a few apologies.
Not to the DA, of course. Yeah, yes.
But in fact, the fact is that what I find again fascinating is that no one in media has taken it up and said, look, here was the DA statement. You said that there was not going to be load shedding.